Hey guys, welcome to Low Key in Love with the Kinks,
where we talk all things relationships,
the good, the ugly, and everything in between.
These next few minutes are going to be very interesting.
Right, let's get into it.
What's up, guys? We are back with another podcast. This is Tatiana Ernest King, for those who don't know us.
And this is Dylan King.
And we are the Kinks.
Yes, sir. So
today we are... Well, first of all, I want to say, Dylan, thank you for holding us down this week. My voice was like...
Yeah.
Not having it.
No problemo.
I haven't been even at work because I cannot yell over music or anything.
Like, right.
It was bad, so... My voice is at least a little bit back to normal, so I think I can talk a little bit, but you will hear me cough here and there a couple times. Don't be alarmed. It's not the corona. It's just dry cough.
Right.
And, like, I think at the change of the seasons after moving to Tampa, like...
Yeah, I felt it a little bit, honestly.
Yeah.
With my asthma and stuff like that, the air and... The humidity and everything like that, so.
And, like, I'm already allergic to pollen, and I think Florida has different pollen or something. Yeah. It's just not all the way there.
Right.
But I am feeling a little better. I will be stopping every once in a while, drinking some water, but it is what it is. So, today, we are answering a question that we had put up on our Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question, Dylan?
The question is, what do you look for most in a partner?
All right, and what are some of the answers we've received?
So one of the answers was a person who can communicate. That's very important.
Did a whole podcast on that.
Did a whole podcast on that one. I can't stress.
Wait, was it communicating or was it?
I think it was on communication.
Oh, okay. It wasn't comparing or ultimatums?
It was ultimatums, which is a form of communication.
Oh, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
Okay.
But that still makes the point valid. Communication is very important in a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you don't communicate, the relationship, trust me, will not last. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what that person's thinking. Are you guys on the same page? Like, what's going on with this person in their mind? Like,
yeah. And I think more so it's like not even knowing it perfectly.
Right.
Because I am not going to say that me and Dylan, like, understand each other 100% all this time.
No.
But it's the effort to try to communicate.
Exactly.
That's what's most important.
Exactly.
It's like you constantly knowing that no matter if you don't really understand your partner or they don't really understand you or things about you two,
exactly.
The point is that you are always trying
exactly.
to communicate.
And for my people who are more, who are non-vocal, who don't really talk a lot really to themselves, push yourself to communicate.
So the introverts.
Yes, the introverts. Push yourself to communicate. Especially if it's with your significant other. Push yourself to communicate. Don't just shut down. Don't just be quiet. Don't just say things to make the conversation go away. Communicate.
Because it drives us bonkers.
All right. The next one. Which is honestly not really that important for me, because it doesn't matter to me, is someone who is outdoorsy.
I think that's a personal preference.
Yeah, that's a personal preference, because like for me, I don't want to be a couch potato, but if you want to chill in the crib for like a couple of days or whatever, shit, let's chill. You know what I'm saying?
We're saying that because we are definitely homebody. Like, we prefer to be home. When people are like, oh, what are you going to do today? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what show to watch. I don't know.
Don't know what to eat.
Right.
Nothing, like, you know what I'm saying?
So, excuse me.
No, it's good. So, like, outdoorsy is not really, like, something that makes me choose whether I'm going to be with you or not or be in a relationship or whatever the case may be, like, not really that important to me. You know what I mean? Like, there are days when I don't want to go out and I just want to stay in the crib, you know? But that's more of a personal preference. I'm moving on to the next one. Cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the next one that someone, next answer that someone has said is that person has to be a good person.
I mean, and the thing is, I mean, everyone would say yes, right? But the thing is that that's also relative to the individual on what a good person, quote unquote, is.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I can't really go much on this. I mean, if we vibe, we vibe. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? If the vibe is there, the vibe is there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you have to be, in a sense, be a good person. And like, in my sense of being a good person, is someone who's trustworthy, loyal, tells the truth and is honest, and you know, someone who's like, who has morals. Honestly, that's what I consider who's a good person. You know what I mean? Like,
so then asking yourself the question, what do you look for most in your partner?
For me, what I look for most in my partner is, I would have to say, communication. Like, if we can't communicate our feelings, if we can't communicate on simple things or whatever, like, how is that going to work? Like, how can I even get to know you? How do I even know who you are? How do I know how you are going to be in a relationship if we don't communicate?
Was that the same? Is that how you feel now? Or is that the most important for you now? Or was it that important when we first met too? Like, what was most important to you then?
Then?
Or was it the same thing?
The younger me. What was more important? At that time, the most important thing to me was somebody who wasn't clingy.
Yeah, and I can vouch for that.
I said that because I was at that point, I was in a relationship where the girl was clingy, and I really did not like it. Like, clingy on a bad sense. Like, I can go hug my sister, and she'll be like, oh, who's that bee? Like, that's my sister. You know what I mean? Like, that toxic type of clingy. You know what I mean? There's a difference. There's a healthy type of clingy, and there's a toxic type of clingy.
I don't even know if there's a healthy one. Yeah, he always told me that to me in the beginning. He's like, you know why I love you so much? Because you're not clingy. Like, you let me live. I mean, like,
right. You just let me do me. Let me live my life and stuff like that. Like, I go hug somebody. I'm not worried of you being like, oh, why you all hugged up on her? What's going, like, that insecurity is like, come on, man. I could
care less.
Because my thing is, even as a youngster, I was just like, if I'm with you, I am with you. I've been tempted and never took the bait.
He's a good guy.
Legit, I've been tempted and never took the bait. You know what I'm saying? Like,
good job, babe.
I'm a very attractive man. I would like to say
and
so.
And here it comes. Here it comes. Lord. This man has been called cocky. He's been called confident, overly confident. I don't know what to say about him. He's yellow. That's why he's like this.
What is that supposed to mean?
Only light-skinned niggas do stuff like this.
Wow. Really? Like,
he had a lot of confidence, though. Even when he was... I met you at... You were like 200 and something pounds when I met you.
Yeah, I was overweight.
You were pretty heavy. What are you, 230?
Pushing it. Really? I didn't go that far. I was like 206 or something.
Nah, B, because you was 206 recently.
I put on muscle recently, so that's why I'm kind of heavier.
Okay, likely story. I don't know. You was heavy when I met you.
I had a gut.
Yeah, and dude, he still walked up to me and was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, this man got all kinds of confidence for being 5'6". And 200 and something pounds. But yeah, anyway, I don't know how
many. I stole her heart that day. Couldn't be in a relationship though.
Let's get back to this thing. What's
your most important?
Yeah, yes. Shit. All right, my most important thing in a partner.
Yeah, what do you look for?
It's communication for me, honestly. I feel like it's just because this is the point in our lives where, like, it's extremely important for us to communicate things, because there's a lot of things we are like starting new. There's a lot of things that we have ended in our you know, relationships and started up, and there's like a lot of things that are going on right now. So it's like we need to be able to constantly communicate with each other.
Right. What about the younger you?
Oh my God! At the time, I really needed somebody that was just going to make me feel safe. I know that sounds kind of weird though, but like, I didn't need a protector. That's something different, you know. I think women want like somebody to like protect them or some shit. I was, in order for me to feel safe, I needed someone that was going to be my bond, like the Clyde to my Bonnie. Like, if I was going to run around doing X, Y, and Z, I wanted you to be my partner. I wasn't looking to stand in front of you, to stand behind you. I was looking to stand side by side and for us to rock the world.
And that
makes me feel safe, knowing that I'm not alone running around. I had somebody that was going to run around with me. Not to say that I wasn't fully content being alone. Thing is, too, is that, like, I knew I was bad. And I knew that I could, whatever I wanted to get done by myself, I could get done by myself.
Right.
But I willingly chose to be open to somebody else to match my energy. Thing is I didn't want somebody else just because I needed someone else and I didn't feel safe by myself. I felt completely content by myself. But I said that if I was going to have a partner, if I was willing to open myself up to have a partner, that person was going to be legitimately a partner. And that person was going to match my energy. If I could run around and make, if I alone could make $5,000 a month by myself, doing what I gotta do, sleepless nights, blah, 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 that means my partner gotta be able to match that energy. He better be able to come in making $5,000 a month, doing whatever, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And not to say that that's exactly what happened or whatever, but it's to say that, like, I that's what I was looking for. And what I ended up receiving was someone that had the potential to do that. And I thought that was just as good as someone who already had it. And that's for another podcast. But that's what I was looking for then. And now it's developed into needing communication. Because I do feel safe. I feel like we are partners. We work through everything together. Right. Even the tiniest shit. Like, we're working through everything together.
You spend a lot of time together.
And I thought that would be annoying, but I like being up under you. And I was worried that you didn't like being up under me, so I was worried that you were going to like push me away.
No. I mean, I like my space from time to time.
As you tell me.
I'm just saying, but, you know. I love the fact that you like being up under me. It doesn't bother me like that. It's not like it's toxic or anything.
But do you like being up under me?
Do I like being up under you?
Yeah. Be honest.
No, I just have to think. Like, do I?
Can you imagine?
I would say yeah. At this point in time, yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because there are a lot of times when, especially when we watch our shows, because the shows we watch be hitting home sometimes, and I'd be sitting there looking at you like, you know, I should really sit here and spend as much time with my wife as I can, because you never know.
It's because we watch a lot of Private Practice.
Yeah, a lot of hospital stuff, Criminal Mind, and all types of crap, and I'm just like, yo. But it's a real fact, though. That's true. Even when we watch Madea, it's like, you really have to think about these things, especially when you're with somebody. You're like, you never know what, like, you can wake up tomorrow and wake up next to your partner. She doesn't wake up or he doesn't wake up. And you're like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you have to have those, those moments. You have to continuously just live in those moments with your partner, because it's like, you never know what can happen in this world. Life is so unpredictable.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Especially in these times going on right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if you rocking with somebody, you vibing with somebody, you say you love that person, do your best to spend every waking moment with that person, because there's going to be a point in time where you're going to be like, damn, yeah, I wish I had more time.
Yeah. Yeah. What's it called? No, I agree. What are the things you think are important in looking for a partner?
Somebody who's secure in themselves.
Like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got insecurities. Like, everybody has a little bit of insecurities, yeah, right? But, like, there's a level of insecurity that is too much.
Right.
That it's like, okay, they need help.
Right.
Do not be their unlicensed psychotherapist. Do not take on that person and act like you're going to fix them. It does not work.
Yeah. Actually get that person help.
Yeah.
Actually get that person help, for real. Because that's a whole psychological thing. Like, and especially if you're not licensed for that, you could really do some damage.
To yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody who's insecure in who they are and, like, their self-love is, like, really low is, like, it's a different type of toxicity.
Yeah.
it's
different. And I love how you said the self-love is low. That's the one thing. I want to do, like, a whole podcast about this, too. But right, self-love, dude. Like, that is the reason why we fell for each other. And more importantly, why it worked.
Right.
Because a lot of people can fall for each other. And sometimes, like, y'all were actually meant to be with each other. But the problem is that y'all didn't do the work on yourselves prior to.
Exactly. You have to fall in love with yourself. People think that's a tacky thing to say. Oh, you gotta fall in love with yourself. Like, no, that's a real thing.
Because it creates standards. Mentally, it creates standards.
Exactly.
When Dylan came up to me, he knew how much he weighed. He knew what obstacles he faces in life. He knew what his family situations were, everything, right? When I came up to Dylan, I knew all of that stuff about myself as well. I knew the trauma and everything that I was currently still trying to get through. But you know what? I still was like, regardless of all of those things, I'm going to eventually work through it. But every single day that I'm heading in that direction, I'm still a bad bitch. Like, I'm still amazing.
Exactly.
I'm still worthy of love. And I'm going to give myself. I took myself out to dinner multiple times. I took myself to the movies. I took myself places. I gave myself gifts,
right,
or whatever. Like, I did so much for myself. So right, I knew that if anybody came into my life, they had to do that same right, shit.
And it's not to fault anybody. We're not pointing fingers at nobody. A lot of that could be due to a lot of trauma, honestly. Somebody who has, like, that type of low self-esteem, low self-love, could be due to, one, upbringing, two, the circle you hang around.
I mean, I get that.
You know what I mean? But, like, there comes a point in time where you have to realize it, look yourself in the mirror, and be like, all right, it's time for me to start working on myself, because this is not going to fly.
It's not fair to the other person, too.
Exactly.
Like, it's so not fair for you to fall in love with someone, for that person to fall in love with you. You know you have some really tough inner work to do with the trauma that you had gone through, like Dylan said. And then you still expect to be with somebody and for them to go through that trauma with you. That's not fucking fair.
Exactly. It's not fair.
If they choose to do it, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? But you don't go and tell them they have to go through the trauma with you. That person deserves a good life. They might want to be your friend on the side while you're dealing with all of that stuff.
Exactly.
Or if you keep pushing them away, saying, no, I need to work on myself, and they're like, nah, I'm going to do it with you, that's them, their choice, and
exactly,
that's okay.
Exactly.
But don't force nobody.
Exactly. It has to come from a genuine place if you want somebody to go through your problems with you. Not to say that I didn't have my problems. Not to say Tati didn't have her problems. It's the fact that we knew we had our problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And whether she was going to deal with my problems or not, I know for a fact that if we were not to be together, I was going to be aight.
Exactly.
I was born without you.
Right.
You know, I can live without you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is exactly why I said what I said when we first met. Do you remember when we first, like, day one, when we first met, and he took his hand out. He's like, hi, my name's Dylan, whatever, whatever. It was all cute and shit. And I was just like, hi, I'm Santiana, whatever, whatever. I turned around. I kept walking away with my friends.
She was real
like,
stank. Real stank, yo.
Then whatever, whatever. We felt this, like, magnetic pull thing. And then he came back over to me at the barbecue and still wanted to talk to me and stuff. And then by the end of the night, like, we was getting all cute. And I was just like, oh, my God. That's a story for another time. But the point is that after, at the very end of the night, when we were, like, going to separate, the thing that I told you was, you sure you want to be talking to me? And he was like, no, I do. Because he was in a relationship. So I was just like, first of all, I'm not going to be no homewrecker. That's not how we doing things. We will be friends. But I just knew the way that he was looking at me that we were not going to be friends. For a long time, so
I said yes. My eyes would tell her, all right.
But I was like, at the end of it though, I was like, you sure you want to be talking to me? He's like, no, I do. And I'm like, I come with baggage. I straight up on date, like, I'm telling you, the day we met, I was like, I come with baggage. I got a lot of family fucked up history and problems back there. The last thing I said was, my family's crazy. Are you sure you want this problem? And I said it up front because I told myself, next person I ever talk to, and it happened months, but I was like, next person I ever talk to, I'm telling them from day one what it is and what the craziness is, so that way they can choose whether they want to be around or not.
And see, I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, I don't want to walk into no funny shit. You know what I'm saying?
And it's crazy ass.
So, like, yes. give me the choice. Whether I want to or not go through it. You know what I'm saying? I really respected that.
If he had said no, I would have been like, all right, no harm, no foul. It was nice meeting you, bruh. And we would have moved on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the and I feel like that's the reason why a lot of relationships fail. Because people don't bring their baggage to the table and be like, all right, if you want to deal with me, this is what you're going to have to deal with.
Right.
We can work through it together.
Right.
But if you don't want to, then we can part ways.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you try to hide your baggage and all types of stuff. And then when it comes to being in a relationship, you're like, ooh, surprise, I forgot to tell you about this.
Right.
What?
Right. That's not fair, man.
That is not fair at all. Mm-mm. Can't do that. Can't do that at all.
Mm-mm. You see? I don't know, man. Relationships, I feel like, when people are looking for certain things too, it ends up making things a lot more complicated than it needs to be.
Right.
Because people look for things that are sorry.
Sorry, somebody just drove by and they have trash on top of their hood.
Cause they're going, I guess, to the dumpster. And we usually take our trash and put it in the trunk and then drive it over to the dumpster. But they're like, I will not have that in my car. They legit put it on their hood and just drove. You would think they put it on, like, the top or the back so they can see when they're driving. But no,
hey, put it in the front. Innovation.
Okay. Anyways, back to the thing. So when looking for a partner, I feel like people look for stupid things all the time, right? They're looking for somebody that's light-skinned. They're looking for somebody that's super tall. They're looking for somebody that's, has a six-figure job. They're looking for blah, 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 blah. All of these things that are so superficial and unnecessary.
Exactly.
If you did the inner work on yourself, you would see what personal, spiritual things that you are lacking, that you are then those things you're lacking is what you should be looking for in your partner. Exactly. I was at the time lacking, I was confident, right? Mm-hmm. But I still needed a little bit more confidence. So I was looking for somebody that had my amount of confidence or even greater. At the time, I was looking for somebody that was open-minded, that was okay with exploring the world, because I came from a background of people that didn't really explore too much, and they kind of stayed in their lane.
Right.
So that was something, that was the energy I put out there that I wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was also looking for somebody that was really that was calm to my crazy. I'm very loud. I'm eccentric. I do a lot of things.
Very much.
I'm an people describe me as an extrovert, but I genuinely feel like an introvert.
You know, being introvert.
Whatever. It's when I get to know you is when I'm really out there. But if you just met me, I'd be like, hello. Nah, I'm quiet. But I like to my loudness though, and the fact that I have a lot of anxiety, like I'm just kind of everywhere. I needed someone that was the exact opposite, that was calm and could center me and help me get through issues.
Right.
So that's like just the couple things that I wanted. But it's because I did the inner work to figure out who I am, what things I'm great at, and what things I'm lacking.
Right.
And what things I want to get better at, is how I knew where to focus my prayers to God and my energy to the universe.
Right.
When it comes to the person that I want to be with.
Exactly.
That is how I personally believe everyone should be looking for a partner. Mm-hmm. We should not be worried about the outside. Because, I mean, what you're attracted to is what you're attracted to. Nothing's going to change about that.
Exactly.
So there's no point in, like, praying for a specific heighted man. Like, you like what you like. So it's going to come up.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But it's the inner inside of a guy is what you don't ever see right when you look at him.
Exactly.
It's what you have to get to know the person. Exactly. And then you waste time getting to know somebody that's your 6 feet whatever, and he's just not inside who you want. So what you have to do is put the energy to the universe and the prayers to God about what you want, so that way he can find, because he's the only one that knows the inside of people, so you can find that person and send them your way.
Exactly. And we have to realize the blessing is never going to come exactly how you wanted it.
Yep.
It's never going how you picture your perfect woman or perfect man is not going to come exactly how you want them to.
I told Dylan that I was going to marry a 6'3" white businessman that was going to just take care of me and pay for my whole life, and I was going to relax.
Well, I always told Tate I was going to marry somebody like a Gabrielle Union type. You know what I'm saying?
I am Gabrielle Union.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. But your blessing doesn't come exactly how you wanted it. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta...
Or how you think you wanted it. Only God knows your insides.
Exactly.
So, he knows what you need.
God, the universe, whatever you believe in, is going to give you what you need.
Not what you want.
They may throw little bonuses in there for things that you want, but never exactly what you want. He's gonna throw more things of what you need.
Yeah.
Because he knows you.
Exactly.
God knows you. The universe knows you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is, man.
Exactly.
Relationships are not easy to come about. But
definitely not.
The ways that you can help cultivate a strong one is by, and I'm never going to stop saying this, is by first thing, understanding who you are and what your strengths and your weaknesses are, and giving yourself a level and a standard of living.
Exactly.
So that way your partner can match that shit or go higher. That's the key. I'm telling you, every single strong relationship that's around, they tell you, if they didn't do the self-love beforehand and they ended up getting into a relationship, how they were able to stay together and not let something break them apart was from separating for a little and doing the inside work and getting strong with who they are, so that way they can come correct to the table.
Well, here comes a question. This might be for another podcast. But what about the ones who had a one-night stand and now a baby is introduced? Are you obligated to be with that person?
No. No one's ever obligated to be with anybody. Ever. Why are you joking? You should know how I feel. I don't, you could have had a one night stand. You could have been married for 10 years and you have 5 kids. You could have just been in a relationship with somebody for 7, 8, 9 years and have 2 kids. You could have been at the very end of your relationship, about to break up after 15 years of nonsense, and then boom, find out you're pregnant, and now you guys are about to have 1 kid together after 15 years. Do not stay together if you do not want to be. I am a child of the two people that do not belong together. I am a child of it. I am a child of the stress of the days and nights, me and my little brother, of the days and nights watching them fight, watching them cry, watching people put hands on each other, watching people, like, I am a child of the stress and the trauma, and it's not fucking worth it. I'm letting you know that me and, like, very early on, me and my brother were just like, Lord, could they just separate? Could they just not be together? All they have to do is come together for our events, our, like, recitals, our birthday parties, and then, you know, co-parent. That's all you gotta do. Just fucking co-parent. It's not that hard. Co-fucking parent. There's no reason to be together and make my life a living hell. Why? Why do that? I'm triggered. Sorry.
Yeah, she's triggered, very much so. And she's right, honestly. It at that point, if you guys are really not meant to be together, don't force it for the kid. Don't try and be with somebody that you know you don't need to be with for the kid. Be there for the kid.
I don't even understand where that came from. Why in their minds do people think, okay, I hate you, you hate me, but let's try to push aside the hate and be together so that way our kid can see that we're a united force. You're a united force when mom says don't do this and then they run to dad and dad goes don't do it. That's a united force. You don't have to be romantically involved to both say no.
Exactly.
Like, you that's don't. The united force.
You really don't. You really, you honestly don't.
Because kids just want their parents to be happy. That's it. Whether it's together or with other people, just fucking be happy.
Exactly. Because you don't realize, but kids are freaking smart. They pick up on things very easily. You know what I'm saying? And you got to not portray that energy in front of them. You can't be having those types of fights and yelling at each other, calling each other out of name, putting hands on each other in front of your kids. Like, it's gonna mess them up.
What's the percentage? I should have looked this up. I didn't know you were gonna ask this question. Like, the percentage of, it's alright, don't worry about it. Percentage of, like, children that are inside a, like, domestic abuse family household or whatever, and how many of them end up being also in that kind of relationship. I don't remember the percentage, but I know that they're, like, of higher risk. So, like, that was the shit that I was making sure me and my brother were not going to be a part of, because we could either go all the way left or all the way right because of where we grew up. And I, like, grew up thinking, hell to the nah. If I am not happy, I'm dipping. I don't care how, what, where, why, right. When, I'm gone. And then I made sure to talk to my brother and was just like, don't you put your hands on nobody. Let's, like, I know where we came from. You focus on, like, yourself and your goals and your dreams. I think it also helped because he's deaf or hard of hearing. So, like, all the fights, I heard most of them. He was like, do-do-do-do-do in his room, which I'm glad about. So he wasn't, like, super, super exposed. Right. But I was super, super exposed. And, you know, people, I was talking about a lot of people that are in domestic relationships, that the woman, right? They're in domestic violence relationships. They never thought that they would be in one, you know? Right. They're a strong woman that just never, whatever. So I understood that as well. It's not like men be coming up to you and they're just like, you know, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. It's easy for you to run. But, you know, you fall in love, you will, but I'll never forget that J-Lo movie where, like, that guy, like, she was with that guy happily ever after for whatever. Then they became fiancés. I think so. Enough. Isn't that what it's called? And then, like, they got married or got engaged? One of those two happened. And then it was, like, a flip switch. And he started beating the shit out of her.
Right.
I understand that those possibilities are possible. And I feel so freaking bad for women in those situations, because, like, God, you could have never, like, even predicted that. You know what I'm saying? Right. But what I did know was that because of my background, because of me growing up in situations that were not the greatest in my family household, mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to be in prison or dead if that were to ever happen. I just built up that strength inside of me knowing that I was a fighter. So I think that also kind of out, that also affected, like, our relationship a lot, because that's the reason why I was so, like, tough. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the beginning, and even up till now, like, that's why Dill sometimes gets really frustrated with me, because I'm very, like, strong. I'm very opinionated. I talk loudly. I speak what I, my mind. I sometimes it sounds, and I had a lot of work to do, because he used to tell me that I would sound very condescending or degrading in the way I spoke to him, because he was a lot quieter and stuff. And I had to recognize that, like, I didn't have to do that with him. I was like that in the beginning a lot with every guy I was with, because I wanted to make sure that they knew I wasn't the one to fuck with. Because I wanted to make sure I was not that statistic. Right, I was going to beat that shit. You know what I mean? And, like, my junior prom, I went with this Asian guy. I will never forget him. I don't know if he even, I don't even know. Bill. It was Bill?
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, sorry. I went with him. I just remember his face, but his name was, like, escaping me. Right. And we were each going to go to each other's prom, because I went to an all-girls school. And I don't remember how I even met him. I think it was, like, through work or something.
Right.
I was working at, like, a tutoring center or something, shit like that. And he went with me to my prom. And I never went with him to his. He told me he didn't want me to go with him. And I was so sad. Like, I was crying, I remember. And it was bad because I remember at my prom, I, like, you know, made him hold my purse while I was in the bathroom. I was saying, oh, hold this while I go and, like, hang out with my friends. And I, like, you know, I was like, nope, get up, dance with me. Like, I was very assertive. I was rude. And he never saw that side of me because I was always just, like, a good friend while we were at work and everything.
Right.
And then after that, like, psh, ghosted me. Didn't talk to me. Didn't want me to go to his prom. Nothing. And I was crying and I was so sad, and it, like, that was the trend after that in a lot of my relationships, because, and I didn't have that many at all. I don't even consider them real relationships. Like, you're the only real one I consider, because it went past 2 weeks. The other ones didn't go past anything. But almost every single person would tell me it's because I'm super strong and I'm, you know, very pushy or whatever. And then I told myself, my man is going to be able to handle all of this craziness. Like, I could be loud, I could be pushy, I could be all this stuff, but he's going to handle it. And you did. And then, fast forward 4 years, and you're like, you got to, like, calm down, Tatiana, because I'm getting angry, and our relationship was on rocky terms because of the way I was speaking and blah, 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 blah. But point is that all of that could have been avoided if my parents had split up when I was little and just co-parented. And then I wouldn't have this complex where I have to yell and be very assertive with the only man in my life. That's the moral of that long, dredged-out story. Poor Bill. I feel so bad. Sometimes I really wish... Oh, his name was Bill. I even remember his last name now.
Don't even say it.
I'm not, but I'm going to find him and I'm going to let him know that I'm sorry. After all of this time, I'm sorry. Junior prom, dog? That was like 11 years ago, but I still remember it. I will never forget. I was such a bitch. He could be married with kids for all I know, and he's probably not even thinking about me, but I'm very sorry to Bill.
But yeah, it brings back to the point that you if the relationship isn't working, if you guys have tried everything and it's still not working, move the hell on.
Because move maybe
on.
Maybe it will work, but it's not going to work if you guys don't separate and see clearly. Not going to be able to see anything in the fire.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to separate so that you can get your mind together and the other person can get their mind together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If it's meant to be, it will be.
Right.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Don't try and force something that God is trying to break up, because it's not going to work.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah.
This was a good podcast.
I like this.
I like this one.
I like this a lot. I need people to, what's it called? Send us in, like, questions on right. things.
Any questions that you guys have that you want us to talk about, please, please, please comment, email.
Email the questions in.
Email the questions in.
It's at themrandmrsking@gmail.com.
See, this is why I married her. She's so smart. She remembers things and stuff. So I don't really have to remember it. So
you're ridiculous. Man. And occasionally we ask questions on our Instagram too. So my right. Instagram is @TEarnest.
And mine is Dylan @Dylan_topic_king.
Yes. Topic is TOPIQ.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. Until next time. We will talk to you later.
Bye.